Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Hello, my name is Mike, and today's show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. It's quite simply the best way to support this show. If you need it, Amazon has it, and you can get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. Bookmark it, please.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
It is Thursday. It is March 20th. Yes. And we are half an hour till tip-off as we tape this show. We are half an hour to tip-off.
March Madness.
Can you tell me about marriage?
The Maui. A man stands before his academic credentials. Nah. Yeah, that man gets into American University. Nah. Then when that man is 54... His team, 54,
yes.
His team decides to go to the NCAA.
Did you know that one of our listeners from the Las Vegas area, I think his name is Mike Bitterman, filled out his bracket with VCU and AU in the finals, and he had AU winning. So I'm pretty sure he's going to win $1 billion.
I have to start. I have to do it right now. We're going to do that at the beginning of the show.
Bracket?
I'm going to fill out my bracket with your help. Can we now have, has anybody, you guys?
I've done mine online.
You've done yours online?
Yeah, I won $1 billion from Warren Buffett. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Can I go there and do that?
You can do that, but it'll probably take the majority of this program.
Really?
Yes.
Well, no, I mean,
I can
I'll
do
just,
it for you if you like.
No, I don't want you to do it for me.
Because then that'll be
the
awkward.
New 2014. I want to do things for myself, Oscar.
Yes, but should we do it during the show?
I think it might be fun.
All right.
I mean, it's the time. It's the American University Eagles tip off against the Wisconsin Badgers not one half hour from now.
And Oscar, as we record, it is just past noon Eastern on Thursday. Sadly,
let's see what the cutoff is.
My bracket has already been eliminated.
And Oscar has the TV on, so True TV, so I'm going to be able to actually watch the game as we're doing the show. I won't be too distracted.
Oh, say it the right sports way.
True TV. True TV. Now, you know what the guy that I'd like to be with his paycheck is the guy that goes, only by Bravo.
Oh, I don't like that guy.
Only by Bravo.
I don't like that guy. I would like to be the Thomas's English Muffins.
I'd like to be them all.
You want to be the ball, and you can be the ball.
And be the ball.
Yes.
That's what they say in the NCAA.
Are you ready for the new theme?
We're going to do brackets when we start the show. What's the new theme?
You forgot already?
The birthday thing?
Birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
Okay.
Oh, hold just quickly. The Quicken Loans.
Stop that music.
$1 billion bracket challenge registration is closed.
Oh.
Yeah, you just missed it, Mike.
Oh, that's a shame. What time was it open?
He was so happy to share that information with me.
It's what? Do you want to double check?
If you'd prepared more and you'd paid attention, maybe you would have been in.
Don't you want to double check that he's not just making it up? He makes stuff up.
Anytime he's reading off that computer screen,
yeah.
It is a land. It is a sea. It is the Indian Ocean of bull-ass.
His computer's not even on.
Well, grab that thing. I'm sorry. It's all closed out.
Okay.
Let me see your computer. Oh, I just got off the webpage. All right. Now tighter and brighter for your listening pleasure. Happy Thursday, everybody.
Yay.
And our newest, youngest listener is Vaida Lobdol.
Yeah. It's a good guess.
Vaida?
I think Vaida.
Vaida Lobdol.
Like Darth Vader.
Nothing like starting the Thursday birthdays with a name that is completely and totally unpronounceable.
It looks like a jumble.
Let me see. Greetings and welcome. Born March 14th, 10 pounds, 13 ounces.
Ooh, big baby.
That's a biggie.
That's a huge baby.
Yeah.
That's a huge baby.
Baby.
Look at that baby.
You know what the baby said?
What's that?
You don't know me.
And a close second place to 7 pounds, 7 ounce Palmer Roger Harms. Born March 6th, chin up, Palmer. It's an honor just to be nominated. Not as big as Vader or Vaida.
No.
Happy birthday to the fabulous Cole twins.
Yay!
Maddie and Becca are 14 today. Wonderful, wonderful kids. Maddie is into cheerleading. Becca is into gymnastics. And they are both into their smartphones. Well, as of 11, 12, 13, that becomes
routine.
Oh, yeah.
Got a super dad as well.
And that's since they live near the Trump National Golf Course, could they get a greeting from the Donald? All right.
Hello, Maddie.
Hello, Becca. This is Donald Trump. They're great. You're going to be very, very successful. I predict an incredible success and a long run. You're going to do really well.
Is success good?
Success is good, and I will run for president.
No, you're not going to run for president.
Well, I will only run for president, Rob, if the Cole twins support me.
I like when you greet me.
That's right, Rob.
It's going to be huge.
How about Maddie, and how about Becca? Maddie, Becca, Becky, Maddie. Or Becca, Maddie. The Cole twins. Way to go.
Thank you, Donald.
Nice. Mark Poremba of Iowa City just turned 47 and has spent nearly 20 of those 47 years listening to Mike. He's a good boy.
How does that make you feel?
It makes me feel old.
Yeah.
It shouldn't make you feel old.
And there you are.
It doesn't make me feel as old as watching old movies, which will be in the body of the show. I wish to talk about a particular movie that I watched in its entirety that I believe was 7 hours long.
I would think old movies would make you feel young.
It had an intermission in it.
Oh, boy.
Interesting.
Jennifer Neff. We used to work with a Neff.
Yes.
Turned 33 yesterday. Can Bob Barker tell her what she gets? Well, I'll say that Mark Poremba of Iowa City just turned 47. Am I supposed to get it or do you have it?
No, you're supposed to have it.
Hold on. I got to find it. Wait a minute. Hold on.
See, Bob doesn't have to run his own instant replay on the set of The Price is Right.
He wouldn't dare.
Yeah. And do you think it's under...
Under N-E-W.
Yes. W-N-E-W.
No. You mean those that
Talk
great heritage station?
I really want to find this.
You had a question. You were going to ask a question, it looked like.
Yeah, well, Rob Roddy.
Rod Roddy.
Oh, damn it.
Rob Roddy. That's his evil twin.
All right. Jennifer Neff is, she turned 33 yesterday, and I am so happy that Jennifer Neff has turned 33. Rod, tell us what she's won.
It's a new Corvette!
That's right, wonderful.
Nice. Oh, Cameron.
Congratulations, Jennifer Neff. What a wonderful prize. Let's pull back the curtain and see what we've got for Jennifer.
It's a new Corvette!
Thank you.
Nothing like a new car on a Thursday.
Love it.
No one ever says this next fella's name correctly. His name is Stephen Nowell.
Right, exactly.
There, I did it.
You did it perfectly.
All he wants is correct pronunciation and for Charlie Warren to talk up Chicago for him.
Can Charlie do that?
No,
sure.
I can't wait.
Oh, good. I've been very excited to play this jingle.
Merry Christmas from WMAL AM 63. Washington.
WMAL, Charlie Warren Show. How are you? Have you seen a good movie or a good play? Make sure you give me a call at WMAL. Also wanted to say hello to Stephen Nowell. He uses a trowel, and he calls his friend Colin Powell, and he's got a very overactive bowel.
Oh, dear.
Yes, that's Stephen Nowell, good guy. Hope he has a fabulous birthday, and there's the correct pronunciation for you. Hey, Stephen Nowell, I got a bit of advice for you. S-O-D.
Fun.
I love it.
Lots going on in my brain on that particular bit there. Thank you. Dateline, New Freedom, Pennsylvania. Wes Armstrong is about to turn 50.
How old?
50.
50.
50. The 20.
Can he have some advice from Mike about how to cross over to the dark side?
Ooh.
The dark side of 50?
Yeah.
Well,
as you get closer to the end than the beginning.
Well, I'm going to use the voice of Dr. Evil.
Okay.
All right, here you go, Wes Armstrong. I know you're 49 and you're soon going to be 50. I found the best way to stay young is to find a younger bride and impregnate her.
Send the letters to Mike at MikeOMaraShow.com.
That's right. Thank you.
50
Tomorrow,
plus.
Ms. Callie Lynn McGrady. Callie Lynn McGrady having a St. Patty's Day fun. Callie Lynn McGrady. Anyway, she has her first birthday. How about an Irish blessing from Father O'Charlie?
I didn't realize he'd achieved priesthood.
Oh, wow.
Well, hello, little Callie Lynn McGrady. I suggest that when you get to be 5, you come to O'Charlie's and have some chicken fingers.
But she's only one now.
She's only one. She probably just has little baby food.
That's right.
If she comes to O'Charlie's when she's 5 to 10, she'll get the little chicken fingers, chicken wings, and she'll eat all the finger foods that have nothing to do with the old sod.
I have a song for you, Charlie.
Do you now?
I do.
Play it.
Oh, there we go. Hell of a mixing job there. That's good. Still learning the new board, are we?
No, just stupid.
DJ Rob.
Just stupid.
Two B's.
That's all I am.
And the second B for blunder.
Father O'Charlie says, have a happy one, Kylie Lynn McGrady, but you're not hearing my voice because you're one. All right, anyway. A couple of St. Patrick's Day babies, born March 17th. Leesburg's own Ben Stembridge is curious about how it would sound if Peter O'Toole, Jesus.
This is great.
Asked Robert De Niro what Ben was getting for his birthday.
Interesting.
Wow. This is
great cocktail.
And this bit, because it was set up by this the dad, obviously,
yeah. Right.
Is a cruel father, because he wants me to say that Robert De Niro punchline.
Right.
So, I would like to ask Bob De Niro, now that I'm dead and
you're
in
dead,
heaven,
yeah.
I would like to ask Bob De Niro, what will you be getting young Ben Stembridge for his birthday? He's getting nothing. Nothing. We want to send that out to the rest of the building as I scream through this opening segment.
I'm
Thank
sure
you.
It's fine.
Also on the 17th, 39-year-old Chris Razor wonders if Bob Hope is perhaps taping a special across the hall and could stop by. All right, well, there he is now. He's coming through the door right now.
Yeah, how you doing? Yeah, some wild stuff. Hey, okay. Hey, I want to say hi to Chris Razor. He's sharp as a razor. You
know
what
wild.
I mean?
Isn't it
yeah,
wild?
Yeah, razor thin, huh? Yeah, what a razor. Okay, yeah, thanks. Bye. Yeah, got burned out on that one.
Jesus Christ, Rob.
Heavy lifting today.
Poor Jillian Hallman. She can't be home for her birthday. She's stuck in Puerto Vallarta, drinking beer and listening to TMOS. Oh, poor you. Happy birthday, Jillian. Cesar Perez, obviously one of Oscar's people, is high maintenance. He is turning 40 and he wants advice on being 40 from Bane. But Bane doing an impression of the Grease Man.
Oh, my God.
Please, I can't wait.
This is the reason I drove in today.
Oh, man. My dog, Blue, he licks his nasty doodads. Hobble doodad. Maggots. Oh, maggots. We have so many maggots on the line.
Hey, Bane.
Yes?
I was wondering if later on today you were going out looking for some ugly women.
Ugly women. Oh, Estelle, ya pig, ya. Yes, sirree, I am a lawman, Sergeant Fury. Thank you and happy birthday.
Oh, that was really
that
great.
Was a 10.
Oh, my God. Bill O'Reilly is always right, but is it right to say happy 42nd birthday to Ken Lamoureux? Bill? Well, let's see. No. Let me tell you, Bill Lamoureux, he wants something special because it's all about him. It's always been about Bill Lamoureux. Yeah. Bill goes to a party and, he walks around a room and it's like, look at me, notice me. And the fact is, Bill, there are other things going on, other things you like, you ought to pay attention
to.
Hey,
Big Bill O'Reilly.
Yes, Rob.
Can you do the Grease Man?
Sure. what he does is the same thing. It's basically a different character that he tries to do the same shtick all the time. My dog Blue licks his nasty doodads. Sergeant Fury, the good ship Grease, all the other crapola. Blower activates. That's right, Oscar. Blower activate. He gets all his callers, calls them maggots, and says, hi, Grease. Cooking with Grease, all that good.
Yeah.
And then he says, AMF, and he goes home. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Bill.
All right, very good. I gotta go. Bye.
That was wonderful.
David Johnson has a birthday this Saturday, and all he wants is a certain Beatles song on today's show. Happy birthday, David, and stay tuned.
He will get it today.
Oh, he's going to get a Beatles song?
Absolutely, yeah.
Very good. Newsflash, Kobe Klein. That's a great name.
Isn't it?
Kobe Klein.
Kobe Klein?
Kobe Klein is having a birthday, and he just observed his 20th year Omeriversary. He'd like a double greeting from Miracle and Miley. Pony Boy?
Oh, my God.
Happy birthday.
What's your name again?
His name is Kobe Klein.
Happy birthday, Kobe Klein.
Hey, that was something.
Yeah, it was.
Show
prep.
We close with the traditional birthday song for Dawn Urbino. Happy birthday, you dizzy broad. Happy birthday to you. I'm going to catch a shower, and Rob, you're going to start the show, you hump.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
The new law of evolution in corporate America seems to be survival of the unfittest. Well, in my book, you either do it right or you get eliminated. In the last seven deals that I've been involved with, there were 2.5 million stockholders who have made a pre-tax profit of $12 billion. Thank you. I am not a destroyer of companies. I am a liberator of them. The point is, ladies and gentlemen, that greed, for lack of a better word, is good. Greed is right. Greed works. Greed clarifies, cuts through, and captures the essence of the evolutionary spirit. Greed, in all of its forms, greed for life, for money, for love, knowledge, has marked the upward surge of mankind, and greed, you mark my words, will not only save Teldar Paper, but that other malfunctioning corporation called the USA. Thank you very much.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana.
And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
Live from the Pfeifferplex Studios, this is the Mike O'Mara Show. Broadcasting all over the planet, we are powered by Encore Insurance Services with over 22 million downloads. Actually, it's more like 22 and a half million downloads. Hope you're enjoying the audio quality from our new DC studio.
It's Bob Stack.
We're at MikeO'MaraShow.com, and we are heard over the air on the mighty 1630. KCJJ in the heart of the heartland. Go Hawks.
Hey, I want to say hi to Ann Suter, also in Spain.
Ann Suter. Box.
Easy.
The Mike O'Mara Show is a daily radio show and podcast with the greatest listeners in the world. Why?
Why?
Because they get it.
What about Gene Baxter?
Gene Baxter and Kevin Ryder were live.
Our show today is brought to you by Sleep Number. I would like to talk to you about experimentation.
Hey!
For a long time, everybody knew that I had a Sleep Number of about 90, and a couple of times I had it maxed all the way up to 100. About, I want to say a little under a week ago, I switched my Sleep Number setting to 60. Just to try it, because I have a new Sleep Number bed that I absolutely love. And I was so conditioned to using it on a particular setting of 90 that I never, you know, I never experimented with
it.
You
have that flexibility.
I went down to 60, and I will tell you something. You can choose whatever Sleep Number setting you want.
Right.
But my 60 number now is just, I'm experiencing pure bliss. It is just a lovely cocoon of a delicious bed that I love more than anything. And not only, you would think it's going to be a softer mattress. It is softer than my 90 setting, but
sure,
it actually contours to my body, and I feel incredible. And I actually didn't think I could get my back pain to ease up even more, and it has with the Sleep Number.
Nice.
I'm giving that all the credit. Maybe you've considered getting a Sleep Number bed, but you thought you couldn't afford one. Can you really afford another sleepless, restless night? Now introducing the all-new Sleep Number P5 bed, featuring the latest innovations, comfortably priced. I love my Sleep Number bed. I really do. I'm not making this up, you people. I will tell you that I love getting in it, I love getting out of it, and I love the way I feel when I've slept in it
changed
all night.
Changed your life.
My Sleep Number netting is a setting, as I said before, is a 60. Right now, say $400. That is the lowest price ever on the popular Sleep Number P5 bed. It's absolutely glorious. Find your Sleep Number setting today at any of the 425 Sleep Number stores nationwide. Find one near you by calling 800-511-0061. That's 800-511-0061. And don't forget to tell them that Mike sent you.
That's the main thing.
That's Mike O'Mara with an apostrophe.
That's right.
Write it down.
Can't go wrong.
Capital O, apostrophe, okay. Capital M or small M?
Capital M.
Okay.
If you're going to do it really properly, but, it wreaks havoc with computer systems.
Understood.
I have in front of me the 2014... Is that the game? Is it starting now?
No.
They're the Badgers. Boo!
They're
warming
up.
Boo, Badgers.
Boo, Badgers.
Let me eyeball these. Let me eyeball these Badgers for a second here.
Tall white guys.
12:40. We're 20 minutes away from tip-off.
Any of the Martskys playing on the team?
You see, that's another reason. It's a grudge match between me and Rudy.
Yeah, I know that's the reason that we don't talk to him anymore.
Oscar, you said that the brackets would take the bulk of the show.
The better part of the show.
I'm here to tell you that we have less than 10 minutes to do this, and I'm going to do it correctly.
Okay.
And I'm
And incidentally,
well,
after,
I thought you were gonna jump into one of the online gambling sites, maybe FanDuel, you know, a great site we work with.
Sure.
Or maybe you were gonna go to the Yahoo Sports because they've got the $1 billion on the line.
You know how you said you wanted to do something for me?
Yes.
Here's what I want you to do.
Okay.
I'm gonna fill it out right here. Then you can take this information and perhaps a
and
couple of dollars.
Put it in the bank.
And you can count on it and print it and take it upstairs to the fat man. But let's go through
who's
right
the fat
now.
Man?
You're looking at him.
It's Goose Gotches. Oh, by the way, we'll get to Rob and Mike inside the Starbucks.
Yeah.
I can't wait.
Jesus. I mean, the only thing that was missing was the effing mini bike. Let me just say this.
Oh, God.
Let's do this. I'm going to go through really rapid fire.
I love it.
And I want you all to use your best judgment. Now, you filled out one of these before,
yes.
So you put some time into it.
I have.
And the only wild card here is I got to support my alma mater.
Now, will they go all the way?
Well, I have to put them all the way.
Where are you going to start?
I'll put them, you know, I'm going to put them in the final four.
Okay.
Are you
going to
start in the south?
I'm going to start in the south, up in the upper left-hand corner, and then I'll move down to the east. Then I'll do west and midwest, all right?
Yes.
All right, and now I can do my first bracket because that's easy. The number one seed is Florida against Albany. That's
heavily favored.
That is a walk, Florida, and that's where I'm moving, so I got to go with Florida.
But you know, if Albany wins, Oscar, it's what's known as a bracket buster.
Oh,
now, the tough
nice
one, here's our first really tough game. Number 8 seed, number 9 seed, Colorado
go
and Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
Pittsburgh. We have family in Pittsburgh.
Okay,
great
Pittsburgh
city.
Is good.
Yes, great sports town.
And I'm just going to put Pitt in the interest of speed.
That works.
Oh, God, you know, God, we're saving so much time.
Now we have the next one is San Francisco, Austin. Is that SF Austin, right? Or is it SF
Austin? It says, you're looking at the VCU, Stephen F. Austin?
It's Stephen F. Austin.
San Francisco, Austin.
You know what?
That's my second really huge gaffe. The other one is when Angie was here, and I put L. Ren, the lady that offed herself. And Angie said, it's Loren. It's Lauren.
That was embarrassing.
I think that was very embarrassing. Yeah. Thanks for pointing that out.
I didn't pile on. I actually helped you if you listen back.
I think that
you didn't help me.
Oh, he did.
No, he did. He was condescending about it.
I jumped right in.
Yeah, you
Loren.
Did.
Yeah, you knew that. You knew
San
that.
Francisco Austin actually is a blog that I read.
Because I love Rob Spiewak, I'm putting VCU over SF Austin.
Oh, and they're going to win it in a walk. That's tomorrow they play.
UCLA. Tulsa, got to go with UCLA.
Of course. That's what happens when the smog clears.
Ohio State, Dayton. I'm going to go with Ohio State.
Dayton is a game the grown-ups play.
Thank you very much. Syracuse, Western Michigan. I'm going to go with Syracuse.
The Q's.
Really?
Yeah.
Orange.
They didn't accept either of us for college. You're going to pick them?
My niece's husband is from Syracuse and is like a maniac for Orangemen. Basketball.
Okay. Mm. Does he paint his body?
Oh, stop it. New Mexico, and you just calm down during this segment. I want people to get a benefit out of this.
Really, what do we say every day? We want to teach.
Yes.
New Mexico, Stanford.
Stanford.
Really?
Yeah, they're smarter.
Even though New Mexico, I'm going to disagree with you, Oscar. I'm going to go with the higher seed.
Where
New
are they
Mexico.
Playing? Where are they playing? Because if it's a heat,
they're
New Mexico
the
has
south.
The advantage. Yeah, they got to go with New Mexico.
They go where
they're indoors.
They're going to be playing in St. Louis.
Hey, we're indoors. It's hot here.
Where are they going to be playing? Indoors.
Indoors?
Let me see. Kansas, Eastern Kentucky. Kansas, of course.
Yeah, you can
basketball country.
Number two. All right, we're jumping into the East.
All right. We're going into the East bracket right now.
All right.
Virginia, got to go with Virginia.
Of course. Yeah. It's our home state.
Coastal Carolina.
Local.
What is that, a college on the beach?
Sounds like a vacation destination.
All right, Virginia. Then we got Memphis, George Washington.
GW, baby.
Got to go with George. No, you know, they were a rival. I'm going with Memphis.
Ooh, when a local bunch of boys goes to the big dance and he picks against them, you know what that is? Dazzling content.
Hey, Barack Obama.
Here's the thing. I want the focus to be on my local boys, which are the American University Eagles. Cincinnati against Harvard. Well, they're well-educated, but they're not going to beat Cincinnati.
Mm.
All right? So that's Cincinnati.
Great chili
in
Cincinnati.
What about your New England roots?
You know, not going to do that. Not Harvard. Michigan State against Delaware. Got to go with State. Michigan State.
Okay.
All right. Michigan
4 versus 13.
State. North Carolina Providence. Got to go with North Carolina
Tar
on that
Heels.
One. Absolutely. All right.
It was riveting, by the way.
It was this is riveting. Yeah. Do you think this is dull?
No, this is great.
Well, why did you say that?
No, I didn't say that.
You know, I'm
did
sorry.
I say that?
What?
That was
I didn't hear
mind.
Anything.
That was my id.
That was him
inside.
That was him jumping in to help you about Loren.
My super ego was supposed to jump
Iowa
out and
State
stop it.
Against NC Central. I'm going to go with Iowa. Of course, Iowa State.
Yes, you have to do
even
that.
I
don't
I like,
know. I think they have a rival with Iowa.
UConn against St. Joseph's. Got to go with UConn.
Of course.
And Villanova against Milwaukee.
2 versus 15. You got to go with the 2 seed.
Yeah, Villanova. Absolutely.
Yeah. Oh, we're almost done here. West.
Right. Now we move on to the West.
West.
That's right.
Arizona against Weber State.
Arizona.
I don't like colleges that specifically deal with only one thing, making grills.
Yes.
Got to go with Arizona.
You could use the German pronunciation, Weber.
This Gonzaga against Oklahoma. You always pick Gonzaga. Oh,
yeah, that goes back to when Julia did the picks.
Absolutely.
Nice. Gonzaga!
She liked it.
Oklahoma against North Dakota State. Gotta go with Oklahoma.
Yeah.
Perfect.
What else do they have out there? Basketball. San Diego State versus New Mexico State. Boy, you know.
You got to give it to San Diego.
Yeah, they're the number four seed.
I don't know.
Rob, why do you say that?
Because in New Mexico, they play with heart.
What?
They want it more.
See, I knew it was. He was completely fabricating that.
Baylor,
Nebraska, got to go with Baylor.
Go Bears.
All right, thank you very much. Creighton against Lafayette. Mm. Louisiana Lafayette. I'm going to go with Creighton.
Okay.
Creighton.
Next one's tough, Mike.
Oregon against BYU.
Yeah.
BYU.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's
a Catholic.
And BYOB.
BYU. Wisconsin against American. It's happening in just about 15 minutes, and I'm going with the American University Eagles.
By how many?
In a stunning upset. Incidentally, this is one of the biggest splits in seeds. The number two seed against the 15 seed.
Yeah.
The Eagles.
Weren't you spilling a lot of number two seed when you were at AU?
Yes, I was. But not with anyone I knew. Anyway, Wichita State against Cali Poly Tech. I got to go with Wichita State. They're the number one seed.
Then you've got Kentucky and Kansas State, 8-9.
Kentucky.
Kentucky. Kentucky knows basketball.
It's the heritage. Yeah, what we're talking about.
You know, they're great cagers down there.
Thanks, Rob. St. Louis against NC State Xavier. I'm going to go with St. Louis. All right. Incidentally, if you're hating this, my apologies, but everybody's talking about it today.
They are.
So we are too.
Louisville and Manhattan.
Louisville. All the
way. Yeah, naturally.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
6-11, Mass versus Tennessee.
UMass, of course. Absolutely. And Duke versus Mercer. How can you not put the pompous, successful, overachieving
Duke lost to Virginia.
Duke.
So, Mike, you're picking Duke.
Did you not pick Duke in your first round?
I did. I hate Duke.
Texas against Arizona State. I'm going to go with an upset. Arizona State.
Yeah,
that is upsetting. Man.
All right, Arizona State. And Michigan against Wofford.
Wofford?
Never heard of Wofford.
Is it W-O-L-F?
It's W-O-F-F-O-R-D.
Oh, they're not a real school.
All right, so it's Michigan.
Barack Obama picked Michigan to win the whole thing.
All right, and
for him.
All right, now it's coming down to Florida against Pitt. I'm going to go with Florida again.
Good.
Man.
Then we have VCU against UCLA. Sorry, Rob. UCLA is going to.
Then why even finish filling it out? Just throw your money against a wall.
Ohio against Syracuse. I'm going to go with Syracuse winning that one.
Cues.
Very good. And then New Mexico against Kansas. Kansas advances. There we go. And then we have Virginia against Memphis. Memphis advances again.
Rob, if he gets this right,
yes,
we're all going to feel like idiots.
Then we have Cincinnati.
I already feel like an idiot.
Cincinnati against Michigan State. I'm going to say Michigan State advances.
Are you sure you want to eliminate VCU that soon?
Yes, I do.
Wow.
North Carolina, Providence. I'm going to go with North Carolina.
Look at this guy.
Yeah, he's moving now.
Then we go UConn against St. Jude's Joseph's. UConn advances.
All right.
I'm sorry, UConn Villanova. UConn advances.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Then we go over to the West again. Arizona Gonzaga. It's going to be Arizona.
Yeah.
Then we go Oklahoma San Diego. In an upset, San Diego State is going to beat Oklahoma.
Oh, that's.
This is where you're going to look really smart when this one comes true.
The game.
This will offset the fact that you discounted VCU.
Baylor against Creighton, and it's going to be. Oh, that's my tough one.
Baylor.
That's the one.
Baylor.
Why? Why?
V.
What?
They've got more of these.
C.
Oscar says Baylor should win because it's a blacker school.
VCU, go Rams, go!
Oscar was actually pointing at the countertop, which happened to be black.
That's right.
All right,
that
Baylor.
That is a legend.
No, it was not. For one thing, dude, you're on camera.
Yeah, but you can't see me from that angle.
I believe
we can. BYU against American, and I'm going to go with BYU.
No, Mike, play with your heart.
No.
You know what? If you pick that, you'll never forgive yourself.
Tough.
Oh, my God.
BYU.
The competitive streak has overtaken his heart.
There you go. Wichita against Kentucky. We're going to go with Wichita State.
Okay. Right.
And let me see. Then we go
can
with
a little more basketball music.
Bring it up.
St. Louis against Louisville. Going to go with Louisville. There we go. And then UMass against Duke.
You got to go with Duke.
You got to go with Duke.
Mike loves picking Duke.
Yes, I do. I do it every morning. Oh, my God. We're almost out of time. Arizona State against Michigan. Michigan again. A lot of Michigans that are going to be in the dance this year. And now we're going to the Sweet 16.
Oh, this is where it gets tough, Mike. Mm-hmm. You don't want to do... You
no,
don't
it's
wanna...
not. This is the Elite 8.
Yes.
Sorry, the Elite 8.
So even tougher than the 16.
All right. We'll take a break, come back, and I will give you my Elite 8 leading up to my Final Four and my go number one.
Stay tuned, everybody.
Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Lord. Basketball. Oh, my Lord.
At least we're doing it in a condensed way.
What this is George Harrison's song, My Sweet 16.
Yeah, all right. Our show is brought to you Amazon. Amazon is fantastic. Help the show. Support Amazon. Get all the stuff you need for spring. Go to MikeOmeraShow.com/Amazon. That is the best way to save this show and support this show and enjoy this show.
Best thing you can buy on Amazon today, an electric fan.
Right. Yeah, it's hot in here. Click Amazon at MikeOmeraShow.com and don't be afraid to bookmark it, bitch.
I stand Thank corrected.
You. And then not save the show, support the show.
That's right.
The show has been saved. We're all born again.
Yes. There are at least one, two, three, four white guys on Baylor's team. I
really?
Stand correct.
Oh, well, yes. At least.
Are they mostly in management?
I appreciate that insight. All right, now we're getting to the Elite Eight, and now it's getting tough. We got some tough games here. Florida against UCLA.
Oh, this could be anybody's game, Mike.
Florida has a great basketball team. I'm going with Florida again.
You should.
Very good. Thank you. And I like Oscar, who doesn't know any more than I do about this.
That's the number one seed.
You should.
Well, what he is, he's youthful and he's exuberant, and that carries credibility.
Perhaps the toughest pick of the entire tournament, Syracuse against Kansas.
You got to go with Syracuse.
I do, but I'm going to go with Kansas.
Oh, no.
All right.
That was the worst conversation I've ever heard.
Let me just go back to say Kansas.
Let me recap
that. I'm going to go with Kansas.
He said, right. You've got to go with Syracuse. Mike says, I do have to go with Syracuse. Kansas.
He doesn't like being told what to do.
All Memphis right. against Michigan State. Michigan State.
That's another bracket buster there, Mike.
Really?
Yeah.
No, I'm going to go with Michigan State.
Memphis.
You know, this is going to be a huge Final Four. Here, mark my words. This is going to be a huge Final Four for Michigan fans, everybody.
Your excitement has redoubled since this show began.
Absolutely. And then we have North Carolina against UConn. Boy, this is tough.
No, I know.
The number six seed against the number seven seed.
It's going to be UConn by a mile.
UConn. I'm going to go with Rob.
Oh.
And by the way, that's not spelled.
Think that's a big mistake?
Y-U-K-O-N.
I can tell you, Mike, this is your bracket.
You know, though, it's the number seven seed against the number six, so they're very closely matched.
Yeah, but North Carolina has, you know, well, they're both great basketball schools.
They are great basketball schools.
And what if one of them suffers a debilitating injury between now and that game?
That happens.
It could happen.
You care so little. So do we all. Anyway, Arizona, San Diego. This is now we're in areas I don't have any idea. I'm going to go with Arizona.
There you go.
Arizona.
Because Oscar used to live there.
Yeah, close
Baylor
to Arizona,
against BYU. I'm going to go with Baylor.
That's a good pick.
Good call.
All right, and then we have Wichita State against Louisville, and I'm going to go with Wichita State again.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't either. Ugh. Anyway, then we have Duke against Michigan. Now, this may be one of the toughest.
You know what?
Do
you need silence for
Michigan.
This?
It's Michigan.
Number three against number two.
Michigan.
Always go with number two.
Had a better overall record. Has a better team just on paper.
It's going to be a very, very tough battle, but I'm going to defer to Mr. Santana and go with Michigan.
Woo! Well, that wasn't a leap of faith or anything.
I think you did very well with that choice.
They're both. I mean, I could have gone with Duke, and that would have been a big deal. We are now going to get to...
Watch Duke go all the way now.
This is the Elite Eight. All right,
yes. That's my Elite Eight. Okay.
Now we go to the Final Four. Who's going to be in the Final Four? We have Florida against Kansas. Another horse race. I mean, this is very, very difficult.
Horses don't play basketball.
Shut up, Rob. Let me see. Florida's... It's going to be a good year for Florida. I'm going
all
with Florida.
All right.
Hey, not only are they going to win
Gators.
All these games, they're getting a new favorite son.
Michigan State will beat UConn.
All right.
You said that definitively.
I told you it's going to be a good Final Four for Michigan. Arizona against Baylor. I got to go with Arizona again.
Arizona.
I think that's wise.
Incidentally, I'm not doing anything really like a stretch here because Arizona's the number one seed.
Who's your wild card?
Seed. And then Wichita State against Michigan.
Oh, wow. It's going to be tough.
Told you it's going to be Michigan. Two Michigan teams in the Final Four.
This is craziness.
You know what would be funny if that he actually had the brackets wrong and he just was using the same teams from one conference like the East.
Why does that say 2013?
I got it right. So now, boys, who is going to be your national champion as we go down?
So our four down choices the, are Michigan, Michigan State.
It's Florida against Michigan State and Arizona against Michigan.
Okay, you know, this is the question that's on everybody's mind.
Wouldn't you say, Mike, that they're both going to the finals? Not
yes.
Who's going to be the national champion?
I think this is going to be a great Final Four for Michigan fans,
yes.
But it's going to be they're not going to go to the final game. They're not going to go to the championship because it's going to be Florida against Arizona.
Oh, really?
Wow.
Right.
That should be interesting.
That will be.
Yeah.
I was thinking it would be a Michigan-Michigan deal.
And how come there's no place for my champion?
You put it right in the middle.
Right in the middle?
Yeah.
And ladies and gentlemen, Florida.
I want you to take pause because
Florida
this is key.
Florida will be your national champion.
Fantastic.
In honor of Mike moving to the state.
How much money would you like me to put down on it?
$3,000. $3,000?
I don't think our corporate card has that
$3,000 says that I can make $1 million on my wager.
Oscar, $3,000 and one zip one.
I'll go $3.
$3?
$3.
What's the odds? What is it, what's his return on $3?
I have to see him. Go
are you going
right
to FanDuel
now?
Right
yes,
now?
I am.
How about 10?
Mike?
Yeah, how about 10? No, Rob, 20. I don't want to go with 20.
Go with 20.
I don't want to go with 20.
Yeah, buddy.
I'll take care of the betting. We can progress.
All right, let's...
Oscar's going to put $10 in his pocket and walk away.
Oh, I was getting nervous because the picture went away, but they don't run commercials when you're stealing it. Anyway.
We're not stealing it. It's an internet feed.
I know. I was making joke funny. Hey, come on.
Hey,
stop it.
Find us now.
All right. Welcome back to the show. Whoa, whoa. Thank you for humoring me during the brackets, but you know, I've been
staring
at
that. How do you feel about them?
I feel incredible.
Really?
I feel...
It can't miss.
The brackets are incredible. There we go. How about that?
Marvelous.
Yeah. Wondrous.
Where did you buy that little copy stand, just out of curiosity?
I bought it at it's a little store. It's actually a kiosk at the mall. It's called Things That Piss Mike Off.
No, isn't it? Didn't you go? It's the place right next to what's the novelty store that they
Spencer's?
Had? Spencer Gifts.
Spencer Gifts.
And it's that store called Disappointments.
That's it. It's called Disappointments.
The worst copy stand in the world.
Right next to the Sharper Image.
Fell over.
It's actually the best of three that we've had.
Oscar, you know what we haven't done in a long time?
Yes.
We haven't delved into Rob's World.
Oh, I can't wait to hear this.
Rob's World of puppy dog tales and trips to Chinese restaurants and couples dinners and life is all sweetness and light. And
yeah.
His wife works her ass off like
she
almost
does.
Works herself to death.
Yep.
And Rob just flits around going to concerts and going to, you know, everything he wants to go to.
If Rob could, and he will eventually as we kind of evolve with our studio set up here.
We've never gotten this far in,
no,
have we?
Yeah, but I like it.
He would live his life with a 5-mile radius.
Mm-hmm.
Like he from his home.
Everybody right. should, if you could.
Yes.
Think of it.
It's so boring.
Why?
What, don't you want to go and check haven't out new
you,
things?
Haven't
new
you
restaurants?
Not? Have you not? How old are you again? Like 22?
I'll be 36 in 2 weeks.
Okay, for those 36 years, have you not taken at least a portion of your time and surrounded yourself with things you like?
No.
You see, this is where you have failed.
Because
43 years now, I've surrounded myself with everything I love. Why do I want to leave
that?
Well,
the thing is, you are the perfect suburban. I mean, you do not have any sense of adventure.
Mm-hmm.
But you do venture out when you want to see people that have had a sense of adventure. Like you'll go see your Paul McCartney.
Well, I'll go to a concert. Yeah, because
you'll go to a concert. But
we
but
don't do a lot of venues in Leesburg.
But what would the idea of Nirvana for Rob Spiewak would be?
I wouldn't go see Nirvana.
Would be a brand new venue. Where they have concerts would open up like in his town.
Mm. Oh my God! And it could share a parking lot with Costco.
That
so when Costco closes, then right. the parts can go there and then go see a concert in Leesburg. It'd
so
be great.
You know, when I ask the guys, occasionally I'll say, okay, we haven't gotten into Oscar's world. And
right.
Oscar will come up with something like, you know, he destroyed laptops and
right.
Or he passed out on a sidewalk. You know, that's the kind of stuff I'm looking for.
Right. Dangerous.
When I ask for Rob's world, it's school plays. Bake sales, and going to
it
concerts.
It has never once been a bake sale.
We never really dive into the fact that your long, incredibly suffering wife
yes.
is just really killing herself by doing the most hours in the family. I mean,
oh, absolutely.
Off,
you know, as a matter
time.
Of fact, poor kid today. Today is to be her day off.
Yes.
And she went in for an hour to take care of a project and now has to stay for 5 hours. She's working 5 hours on her day off. I feel for her.
Mm. You don't.
I do.
You don't. You're not,
I
yeah,
do.
That wasn't
like
sincere
that,
at all.
Don't.
What I do, though.
That wasn't sincere.
Well, okay, let me try it again. 5 hours on her day off? Does anyone deserve that?
Right.
I feel for her.
He's
was that
smiling.
Better?
He's smiling.
I'm not smiling. I'm not smiling.
You do
with
not feel
my
for
eyes.
Her. You're smiling with your eyes. How is she? Let's talk about her for a second.
Okay.
How is she doing? Is she
better.
Doing okay?
Better.
Really?
Things are better at work.
Really?
A little bit.
What does a little bit mean?
She's not crying in the car
no
anymore.
No tears before she walks.
No
in.
Tears, anything.
Okay.
No.
Well, the holiday season's over, so the stress.
That actually is a big
yes.
part of it. And she's working better hours that she enjoys more. And sometimes certain employees that she doesn't favor have moved to other locations, and that helps too.
When she is at home,
mm-hmm.
would it be safe to say that because of your total involvement with your children and the
right.
fact that she works so hard and that she doesn't really, you know, we have jobs, thank God,
yes.
that we love. There's not a day that I come in here where the microphones aren't turned on where I'm not having a good time.
True
and
enough.
That is, and that's
blessed.
Been for a very, very long time, and I'm very happy about that. The fact is that she does not share that with you.
She does not.
And she doesn't share the time commitment with you because you don't have to do this for a long time.
She doesn't have a career that she's passionate about. What she has is a job.
Mm.
And I feel sorry for her for that. And I genuinely do.
Does this allow you to be the jolly parent at home? Are you the parent that, because I've never asked you this.
Okay.
That Julia and Robert, you know, it always seems you're taking one of them or the other to
somewhere.
Some fantastic event, and she's never there because she's working. And my question to you is, does this mean that, are you the one that the kids run to now? And,
No, I'm still the muscle. Believe
oh, really?
It or not, I'm still the tough parent.
You're the wow. tough guy?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You're the hammer?
Can
I
you
am,
define
believe it or not.
Muscle?
Well, It's not a literal word. I am the tough parent, and they don't come to me when they want a soft touch. They still go to Carrie.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's encouraging. We're going to get to the inner cookie of the Rob Spiewak
the
home
soft
life.
Inner cookie.
We're going to talk about Rob and Katie and the Cake and Cookies podcast, where occasionally Rob and Katie get too drunk to podcast.
Oh, yeah. It happens.
And we will also talk about Julia's play, which premieres tonight.
I'm out of Ooh. My mind.
And the stage mother who is being a little too stage mothery.
I don't think I am.
Well, we'll have that discussion when we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show. Guess what's going to be waiting for me when I come home today?
The happiest family in the world.
No, I am talking about the American University t-shirt
that
I ordered.
Oh, that's right.
Because I tracked it this morning, and it is arriving before 3 o'clock today.
Fantastic.
So, and I will hopefully have it. Oh, my God, the game has started.
Oh, they're down by 2. It's over.
It's 2-0. They are down by 2.
It's 2-0.
It's just the start.
Hopefully, when I arrive home, I will celebrate the American University Eagles win with my AU t-shirt.
Oh,
that
yeah.
would be
Did
excellent.
You anything for Carly yet?
Otherwise, if they don't win the game today, the t-shirt that I got from Fanatics,
yes.
I will put it up on for sale, unwashed, untouched, unworn.
I think you will probably get more money if you say it's a Mike O'Mara game-worn
Celebrity
t-shirt.
Celebrity worn.
Game
yeah.
worn.
Yeah. yeah.
Maybe I'll change my son on it. Anyway, get ready for the madness, March Madness.
Big fan over here.
The greatest month in sports has officially kicked off. The brackets are here, baby. It's going right now, and I love my American University Eagles, and they're going to win today. Make sure that everyone knows who you are rooting for. Go to fanatics.com and stock up on official team gear. They've got it all.
They have it all?
Jerseys, hoods, hoodies, t-shirts, jackets, pullovers, everything, every team and every size. Fanatics.com has the largest assortment anywhere from all of the 64 March Madness teams to pro teams. They've got it. NASCAR is as well.
I found a sweatshirt that I thought you could only find at the West Virginia University bookstore.
Really?
That I've been looking for forever. I've actually asked people that they're going back for games, home games,
right.
to pick me up the sweatshirt. I found it on Fanatics, first place I've ever found it, because some of the swag you think is only for the campus.
Don't be fooled.
Yeah,
VCU
yeah.
is so bad about swag and gear that even if you go to the VCU website, you can't find what you need. But Fanatics has everything
Got
in
it.
Every size.
And as far as West Virginia, you can root them on as they play. Are they playing in the NIT?
NIT, baby.
Yeah. Yeah, check that sweatshirt for spelling. Errors before you buy
it. Now the NIT, as far as college basketball, you know, the everybody wins a trophy. Anyway, while you're there, enter to win a $10,000 Fanatics.com shopping spree. All you got to do is put on your favorite gear and snap a selfie, then upload it to Twitter, Instagram, or Fanatics.com and tag it with hashtag SelfieFanatics and @Fanatics. That's Fanatics.com. Use our code TMOS for free shipping with no minimum. Fill out the bracket and look great while you do it. We're sports fans shop. Fanatics.com. Don't forget, TMOS. That is the code.
Awesome. Great website.
All right. Still, as we are in the very early, just the get-go stages of the American University Wisconsin Badger game, Wisconsin leading 4-2.
I mean, look at the height advantage.
I know. It looks like they're playing a bunch of
it's like the
people
Twin
from
Towers.
Game of Thrones.
Really, he passes to Dinklage.
Well, it's 6-2. So it's already shaping up to be quite the blowout.
No.
Tomorrow.
Seriously, you're going to play in Division I basketball. Why are you getting guys that are 2 feet tall? Right, how about a three? Oh, another turnover.
No. Here we go.
This sucks.
You're a passionate fan.
Yeah, this is. I'm gonna have to, you're gonna have to turn this.
I
off.
Can.
Less than Mike. It's less
no,
than
no,
3
no,
minutes.
No, 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 no.
I'll minimize it.
Let's get back to Rob Spiewak.
Okay. Oh, thank you.
It's time for Rob's World, everybody.
I'm sorry.
And not only do I want to talk about Cake and Cookies, your new podcast with Katie Powers, Von Herman, Von Bienabien.
Exactly.
I want to talk about your daughter who has her play. And Rob and I had a discussion, Oscar, coming in today, where he's talking about the fact that his daughter's play premieres tonight.
Now, it's a Thursday, a Friday, and Saturday. There are three performances.
And when my parents would support me, they would always come to my plays. There's nothing better. I really, really enjoy it. But you know what Mr. Spiewak is doing?
What's he doing?
He's going to all three nights.
Oh, my God.
Seriously?
I wouldn't
you know
do
what?
That.
I've been holding off on this. Let me just say this.
I wouldn't do that if you had knitting needles in my bag. I wouldn't do that.
Well, we don't do that.
It would be agony for me to do that.
No, he loves his family. Look,
he does love his family.
It's hard to be objective when it comes to this because I was so unloved growing up that I couldn't imagine my father coming to anything I did.
That continues to this day.
I'll tell you this much. I remember we had the spring fling, which was the spring chorus. And yes. I was in the chorus, shockingly enough.
Right. You sang?
Yeah, horribly.
Really?
And not in high school, in like middle school and elementary school.
Oh, when you have to.
Sings, yeah.
When you have to.
And
I thought I was thinking of him in Glee.
My father was supposed to come and watch, and I was excited because my father had never come to anything.
Right.
And I remember my mom showing up late, and she said, "Oh, your father had to work late."
Okay.
So she just showed up, and I saw her in the back of the auditorium or the gym where we had it.
And it felt good, didn't it?
It was like, you know what? The old man's grinding along.
Sure.
What do your kids say when they see you every day, day in and day out at their events? Dad's got nothing to do. He's got all the time for this.
Yeah, that's what they say. They say, "Dad, you loser. Why do you make mom cry? Why are you here?
Will Carrie be going to all three performances?
Of course.
Oh my God.
You couldn't separate her out of that with a crowbar.
So do both of you have to go?
We don't have
don't
to
you
do
have,
anything.
Don't you have like a magic audio vault to work on or something?
No, I'm actually planning for the next 2 days, Oscar, for very, very lackluster performances on the air.
No, I consider this not the norm. What you're doing, not that it's
I
not,
don't know. I think it's
I'm
the
not
norm.
I'm going to critique because you're a good parent. All three performances. I mean, there comes a point where I've tried to make it as the part of the broken home deal.
Sure,
I've tried to make it to many, many, many of my daughter's performances, orchestra concerts, plays that Catherine has been in. But as far as attending all three, even at the high school level,
right?
The concept of attending all three, extremely painful.
Now, this is a big deal
still
to me.
Kids performing.
It's a big deal to me because I don't know what to expect. And right now, I am actually a little nervous. Well, I'm very nervous for her. I've not heard her sing her song.
Right.
I've only run lines with her like once, months ago. So I don't know what to expect. I know approximately what the size of her role is. It's a big one. And I just want to see her do good and have a great experience.
So you go
it.
Tonight and she sees.
Well,
she
kills it tonight. Yeah,
she kills it tonight. And you're like, okay. But you're going to go to the next two
of
shows?
Course.
Of course.
I don't see the disconnect. It's like a two-hour show. Going to a movie.
How far from your home?
Oh, almost walking distance. 2 miles.
Okay. So
I will not walk.
So you're talking like 8 to 10 p.m.?
It's 7 to 9.
7 to 9.
How many other fathers, and I'm asking you to completely ballpark this, how many other fathers do you think would attend all three performances? And is it three performances?
Three
or
performances.
Four?
It's actually, they have two casts.
Okay.
Two casts, so they do the show twice. One weekend is the first cast. Next weekend is the next cast.
Oh, they do? They have two full casts?
Yes, that way
How
they...
How many kids in the school?
Oh, it's a big school.
Wow.
Yeah.
Two complete casts.
And although no one has admitted to it, what I noted when I went to a rehearsal, there's a tall cast and a short cast.
Oh,
I think they've actually split them up by height because, you know, there's a lot of height discrepancy between 6th, 7th, and 8th graders.
Wow.
Because you've got some of the boys that are like this.
And some of the boys that are like this. So the 6th, 7th, and 8th graders are all, they can all audition?
They can all audition.
So
Julia's
everybody
in the tall
middle
cast.
School.
Right.
Okay, she's in the tall cast?
She is, and that is tonight. And I would say, and I think we've addressed this before, parents and their responsibilities at school and PTA and everything has shifted since I was in school.
Mm.
And I think more is asked of parents. And I think 70% of parents will go to all three performances.
Oh, no.
70%?
You are dead wrong, my friend.
That's my guess. You know what? I'll ask around tonight and find out.
This is where Rob lives in Rob's world.
Mm-hmm.
Because
what time does the show start?
I would
say
7 o'clock.
Maybe 10% of the parents at your school, just any given school in this area, this Washington, D.C. metro area, have the schedule you have.
That's true.
So I would say 90% of the parents can't afford three nights of their kids' school play.
Well, when my daughters were in middle school, a 7 o'clock performance, you would have 10%. Certainly the dad's there because 10%
were commuting home.
Couldn't make it.
Yeah.
All right. What about, how about not both parents, but a parent?
You live in a bubble. Admit it.
Do you really think, I mean, so you when you do all these different things you do, you see all the parents
yes,
all the time?
You do.
It's
as
like
a matter
incredible
of fact,
representation.
As of, I think, Tuesday of this week, they had pre-sold 800 tickets.
Here's the thing that
for
I
this
don't understand.
Weekend.
You know what I don't understand?
Talk to me, Mike.
This is a triumph. As far as I'm concerned, this is a, being a good father and being incredibly supportive of the show. Why is it bothering me so much?
Because we never had the luxury.
I know.
You know, you and I would get off at, let's say, 2 o'clock today.
Right.
And then go work another job if we were Rob's.
Well, when
age.
I was doing afternoon drive yeah. is when, you know, when my kids were in there. Yeah. And I didn't have the luxury to do that. I'd have to blast out early to do that.
And
I know.
You had the bar to go to.
Yeah.
Remember that? The second business.
I couldn't support my children. It would get in the way of my drinking.
That's right. That's right. We need to knock off a little early.
Omer is open, so he had to be there as
of
soon
course.
As he got off.
Of course.
Is there, honest answer here.
Yes.
Is there anybody when you see them that
Hello,
gives
Catherine.
You that gives you a vibe? See, you're so wonderful in
you're
this
too
regard.
Kind.
You
see,
don't. You
love so
let me
hard.
Finish. You don't process like I do, and you are better for it. Trust
yeah.
me.
Okay.
I know this, but is there anybody that gives you the vibe that you might feed off of a little bit when they see you, like, oh, there he is again.
Yeah.
No,
there
I don't
he
think
is
nice.
Every
no.
single fight. You know, yeah. here's the one hosting the show. He's there.
How much
there,
vacation
there.
Does that
I mean,
guy
spends
get?
More time at the school than the kids do.
No, I don't get that.
You don't get that.
There, and you know what? As far as being a volunteer and stuff like that, I am a lightweight.
Really?
There are people that live at that
men?
School.
Men? No.
No,
not men.
No.
Mommies?
Yeah.
Mommies?
Yeah.
You are more
but
active
Mike,
than
I
the average mommy.
Know, I want you to know that women are allowed to vote. They get equal pay for equal work. They're
yeah,
just
the
as good as us.
The disconnect is this, is that your wife suffers every
day. He's handling it very well.
Your wife suffers every day.
Yes.
Right?
Yes,
and
she
she's
does.
She's been suffering.
This is about the time in the show I always cough up the lung. Swear to God.
So what if your wife took care of those duties and you took on a second job?
Let me think on that. What kind of job?
Something in retail like she has. Like
something like that?
Because those hours allow for that.
Well, you know what?
With your schedule.
I just dropped off an application, but sadly they're closing the Radio Shack. So that's, you know, that's just gone.
No,
that's
see,
that's
for my,
time well spent.
For my purposes, just like when you went, now that I've got, I want them all. I want all of you guys. I want all of you.
Yeah,
so let's not
discounts.
Go down this road. I don't want him
discounts.
To start feeling guilty.
No,
That's we're way yes, past that.
I'm on the committee. I will be at all three performances. I will also be setting up and taking down the chairs and selling the candy bars out in the hallway.
No. Actually, what I did the easiest volunteer. As a parent, you are required to volunteer for something for the play.
Right.
And I did not volunteer for anything this week or next week, but I will be chaperoning the roller skating party the weekend of April 5th for the cast.
Now, when you get there, 7 o'clock curtain?
Yes.
And what time will you get there? What time will the Spiewak family arrive?
Well,
and you're not, tell me you're not dragging your son to all three performances.
I think it's his choice.
Oh, it is not his choice. There is no
I'll let
way
him,
that he would want to go
let
to all
him
three.
Choose. I'll let him choose.
Don't they
really?
Hate each other?
You know what? That's
I
the
mean,
funny
you
thing.
That.
That's the funny thing.
They hate each other. They
she
hate each
might
other.
Hate him. She very well might hate him. But he thinks the world of her, but he'll never let her know.
Hey, what, and she came to the basketball game, right?
Absolutely.
The championship
yep.
game. So mm-hmm. that's the mutual support. But there's no, if he says, like, for example, he doesn't need a sitter now, right?
No.
So if he chooses to stay home, you'll let him stay home?
Of course. I'll give him that choice.
Now, when he says, are you coming to the, is he asked? Do you ask him, or does it just assume
it will be,
that he's going to be in the back of the Tahoe going to the school?
It is assumed he will go tonight, because tonight is opening night.
Okay.
And then I'll say tomorrow, do you want to go tonight?
Would he, if he said, I don't feel like going, he didn't go to any of the performances, would there be any backlash from Dad?
That's not from question. Me. Not really? From me, but I think Carrie would give him crap.
Would give him a little crap
yeah.
about
mm-hmm.
it?
Carrie is me times three when it comes to involvement at school. And what happens is, that's the weird thing, is that Carrie doesn't have the time to do everything she wants to
yes.
at school, and that makes her crazy.
You guys love so well. I don't know how this is possible.
It's,
I remember my
it's
parents
a model, is it not?
Would stroke a check
it's
and say,
a model.
Take this in with you.
Makes me sick to my
take
stomach.
Take this in with you for the play. And I said, well, I'm not even in the play. Apparently we have to do something. Here's some money.
Yeah.
That's it.
My folks came to one of my shows every time I did one. It was fantastic.
And you know
what?
Great
turnout.
I think my folks did the same thing when I was in shows.
So you now do you think that is there any danger in showing up for all three of making the children feel
coddled?
coddle? Too not coddle. That's a,
is there
too
such
love.
Thing as too much love?
Is there too much love? Great question, Oscar. That's the way to form it. Is there such a thing as too much love?
Can we draw a line between love and support?
Support. Too much support.
Don't you think that she will feel supported knowing that her mom and I are at every show? And it's only three shows.
If I was a kid, and my mom and dad were going to be at every show, I would have loved it. That's how I have to.
Oh, no.
That's how I have to. You know, you. Well,
yeah, if, they would if, have needed a translator. I mean, it's true. Well,
what if we did that, like, Viva Zapata.
That may be the end of the cold. That might have been the last
that was
bit.
The last piece?
That might have been the last bit that came up because
of that.
At that
point, they were still getting their English on.
Well, maybe we could do El Cid. We could do something like that.
Getting their English on.
Here come the two people that are babbling away in the back of the theater. Please don't come to performance number two.
Oscar's mom comes in with a bag of oranges.
My dad would be translating to my mom.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I would have been.
Right now, Danny Zuko is saying that he wants to buy a car or something.
I remember even in college, Streetcar Named Desire, I was doing that play. My parents came to the Thursday night show, and I got a standing ovation. It was one of the greatest memories.
Yep.
I will cherish it, so it's important. And when I look back on my childhood, if my dad was at a Little League game or something, like that, it was always very important. So I think maybe when it comes to kids, the danger is that they expect it. They expect it. So she does, say she does another performance and you're not at all five of them. That can be,
well,
that
I mean,
can be a
again,
problem.
We're talking
you're
about.
You're setting the bar for yourself.
We're talking about three shows. If it were to be six shows or a run of, then maybe it would be a
you
different
can't
thing.
Look,
but
now,
it's
you
only
can't,
three.
Now, I've been going easy on it. You cannot tell me that you are going to enjoy three middle school performances. I am sorry, but the fact
I've
is.
I've been thinking about that. I think tonight.
It is not possible.
I think that tonight,
unless
even
it's
if
the
they
New
do,
York Academy for the Arts, it is not possible.
I think even if tonight is the show of their lives, I will not enjoy myself because I'll be a bundle of nerves for her.
But afterwards?
I might enjoy tomorrow's and Saturday, maybe I'll be hanging in the lobby.
Do you sneak beers in?
No, you sneak beer before.
But the fact is,
you're sober up.
And it comes
over.
Down with a supreme respect to all those
of
kids
course.
Who I'm sure worked really hard.
That'll be good when the principal says, can I smell your breath, Mr. Spiewak?
It is still a school performance, and I will tell you what you get in a school. And Rob will back me up on this because I've done it before. The lines are delivered like this.
You won't hear anything. You're right.
And I mean, when you have to sit there and listen to all the other ankle biters go through their little speeches before your darling
wouldn't
gets up on stage.
How about God. You wait till high school to really see what she does?
Yeah, you know what? Yeah, I'll probably not go tonight. Come to think on it. Just call it off. Oscar, you make a lot of sense.
Do you really enjoy the performances? That like everybody
else's?
This
is the first time. This is the first time she's been in a play that I'm going to.
I'm not talking about her. I'm talking about everybody else that you. It's like everything
but
with
you
kids.
See,
you want to see your own kid.
I have never been to a performance of this, you know, in this ilk for my kids yet. This
okay.
is the first time she's well, done a play.
All right.
So this will
so
be a learning
this is
experience.
Your weekend. You're into it.
Well, yeah, I'm very, very scared for her. I want her to do well.
10 years from now, he's still going to every performance.
How is what's that?
10 years from now, he'll still be going to every performance.
Oh, he's in theater arts. He'll be at every. This is it. This is, incidentally, this is his kid being the starting shortstop on the high school
he'll,
baseball
he'll be the
team.
Booking agent.
And you know what? Mike brings up a very valid point.
He'll be backstage with a dress going, mate, straighten up your hair.
That's right.
Put on the rouge.
Who did your makeup? Who did your makeup?
That's terrible.
Get a wig.
But I never pushed her towards this. She chose to audition by herself.
See, I'm all for pushing.
And
I plan on who's that kid? Yeah. Todd Marinovich.
Yeah,
that's my boy.
No but, ice cream cake.
And
for
he's going to have. But it's not going to be like the dad that can throw the football. It'll be me, like in a wheelchair, like Mr. Potter. Going,
shove me up.
I feel, Michael William, you need to do another sprint. I'd like you to take a lap around the track again. Otherwise, you're not going to be able to compete with the other boys.
As Mike gets older, his two-a-days, his morning workouts, going to be pushing Mike around.
Yeah, absolutely. Run. Faster.
We're going
Run
up faster. The hill. We're I going
want,
up the hill.
When I'm in this wheelchair, I want to feel the wind in my hair, Michael William. That's why. I push the goddamn thing harder.
But
God
the thing
it.
Is,
mush,
in
mush.
High school, that's all I
Through
did.
Through the snow.
Put the chains on.
That's right. Listen, take the wheels off, lift the right side up, and put the sled blade on.
All I did in high school, my involvement was all theater stuff. And if she wants to continue to do that, that to me is great. But I never pushed her in that direction.
Incidentally, Rob was the inspiration for the musical Gypsy.
That's right. Google it, Oscar. It's actually a really good joke.
Oh, funny, yeah.
And you know what? If you really want to continue giving me crap, I lettered in theater. That's how much of a drama queen I was.
It's not really possible.
You know, it is. No, it is. Not. I've got the M. I've got the M.
The Magruder?
No, what? Madison.
Madison, all right.
Go Warhawks. Go Metal Detectors.
It's where is Madison? McLean, Virginia?
No, Vienna, Virginia.
Yeah. Oh, that's why you hate Vienna.
Exactly.
All right. Well, let us know how the performance goes.
I will.
You'll have a review tomorrow?
If I make it through the evening, yes.
And we still didn't get to cake and cookies. We'll have to do that at a later time, and we'll talk about how you were too drunk to podcast.
These things happen, Mike.
We'll take a break. Come back with more. This is the Mike O'Meara Show, everybody. Welcome back to the show. Whoa, whoa. Hey, we want to tell you all about our bonus package. It's not too late to jump on the 2014 bonus show bandwagon.
You know what? We should do a bonus show today.
I think that's a great idea.
How
we
about
are doing
that,
one
Oscar?
Today. And we're going to talk about the fascination on Mike O'Meara's bonus show today. It's the fascination with death.
Yes.
That's why CNN has 750,000 reporters covering this plane that's just getting insane right now. So check it out. The bonus show packages are available. That is every TMOS bonus show since we started. At $69.99, you save over 25%. We also have monthly packages, and as always, you can still buy each episode a la carte. So you spend that money, you get everything we've ever done. Check it out. All the details at MikeO'MearaShow.com.
That is so exciting. That's almost as exciting as American being up by four.
Are they really?
They're up.
Is that why you turned it off?
Yes.
Because I get totally distracted.
Just trying to help everyone out.
Can you just show it to me, please?
Yeah. Well, you are talking about the game, right?
It's just a huge upset if they do it.
Yeah.
They're 17, up by four?
Up by 17, seven.
Up by seven.
Anyway, check out all the details at MikeO'MearaShow.com.
Carla, bring the T-shirt.
Remember, order now. You won't miss a single second of the bonus fun. The 2014 TMOS bonus package, because 5 hours a week just ain't enough.
From around the globe, across the nation, looking through your neighbor's window, the Mike O'Meara Show now presents News You May Not Need. A comprehensive look at the stories you may or may not be talking about during your daily activity. And now, news you may not need.
You want to see it?
Yeah, I want to see it for a second.
Okay.
In the news you may not need today, the American University Eagles are
up by four.
All right, 17-13 over the Wisconsin Badgers in the... Are they in the second period?
The 8 minutes and 50 seconds left in the first period.
Second quarter. Sorry about
Still
that.
Still early.
Second period. God, come on, Mike. Get your act together. Aircraft and ships plowed through bad weather today in search of floating objects in remote seas off Australia. The latest on the Malaysian jet that has been missing for 12 days is that the Australian Intelligence Service or Satellite Service has provided evidence that there may be a huge chunk of this jet in the southern Indian Ocean.
Big. And like, was it 7 meters,
yeah,
they said?
Everybody's talking about it.
Who called
right
it that said that it was going to be in the water? Was it Mike? Did you say it was going to be in the water?
I don't remember.
I said it was
going to.
I said they landed in the water like Sullenberger, and I was called an idiot. So I don't know if I get half credit.
Yeah, well, I mean, I know.
But I'm going to all three press conferences.
You'll never know. We'll find
officials
out.
Have cautioned that it could take several days to confirm if they were parts of the Boeing 777. And Malaysia's government said the search would continue elsewhere. Now, that just seems, I don't know, to utilize your resources effectively. I think you would probably suspend for a little bit and check it out. But I mean, you know, because it's a tremendous expense right
now. It's been there's been so many days between the actual disappearance and the finding of this debris. Wouldn't it be, conspiracy theorists are going to continue to, even if it is the debris from the 777 flight.
What are they going to say?
They're going to say that somebody could have just planted it there. If they don't find the box.
Well, anyone can say that.
I
but
don't
also
think,
another thing is that...
And that part, that's 1,000 miles out off the coast of Australia. I don't think...
And it's tough water. It's fast-moving water with 9-foot chop.
They're not going to be able to do that.
And it's been that long. I think that if they find two pieces, there could be other pieces 1,000 miles away already.
Yeah, and that's the problem, because if they do find this and it's a piece of the jet, finding the black box and all the information, as Rob said, it could be thousands of miles away.
And they've only got 18 days of the transponder pinging.
So we'll have to wait and see. Left. But it is a, you know, I hate to call it a positive development for the families of people on that jet. But, you know, if they have some closure, I think that could be a good
closure,
thing.
Closure, though tough, is oftentimes the first step to healing.
Toyota Motor Corporation will pay a record $1.2 billion to resolve a criminal probe into safety issues in a deal that could serve as a template for how U.S. authorities approach a similar investigation into GM.
This is why I buy American.
Yeah, but GM's going to have to do the same thing.
I know, but until then, I'm still going to buy American.
They might even affect your car that you drive.
I know.
That actually might be. The settlement between the Justice Department and Toyota includes an admission by the auto manufacturer that it misled American consumers about two different problems that caused cars to accelerate even as drivers tried to slow them down. And GM's got their own problems with a recall right now.
Yeah. So and I've got a Chrysler which fails to accelerate anytime. So.
Fierce solar blasts. Don't you like that?
I love it.
It's a great start to the story. Fierce solar blasts.
They're almost as popular as Mumford and Sons.
That could have badly damaged electrical grids and disabled satellites in space, narrowly missed Earth in 2012. Did you know that?
No.
That's when we had communication problems, correct?
I think it could have done a lot more work on the grid because this apparently missed the Earth and came very close to disrupting all of our electrical activity on the planet.
That would have been nice when I was building the studio.
They would have wreaked
Maybe
havoc.
That was the problem.
They would have wreaked havoc on the Earth's magnetic field, matching the severity, I didn't even know about this, of the 1859 Carrington event. That have anything to do with Dynasty?
No, no. What happened is the Carrington event, there was all the magnetic fields were disrupted and everything fell off the refrigerator.
No, that's the blast that knocked out the telegraph system across the United States. I've seen the imagery of the sun and the solar blast, and it does get a little crazy.
Do you remember when we were on terrestrial, the solar flare period would really screw with our feed? I mean, we get
carry
complaints
the signal
all the
forever, or it would kill your signal.
It would kill it. Yeah. It would kill it because we were still on satellite.
Do you ever wonder when they're looking through those giant space creature telescopes, and at some point, because it's so vast and we don't know everything, and our scientists can't tell if everything's out there, that one day they'd be up on one of those mountaintop observatories and they'd look through the little viewfinder and say, Oh! Call somebody.
Exactly.
You know? I mean, you never know. It's a large place.
You know, there's one right around the corner here.
An observatory.
The Naval Observatory.
I believe the vice president might live there.
They have.
I thought that was for looking at belly buttons.
Starbucks Corporation. Rob and I were just there today. We'll add a celebrity blend to its big tea push when it debuts. Oprah Chai. A tea-based drink created by media mogul Oprah Winfrey.
Is it an anal tea?
Winfrey and Jesus. Starbucks chief Howard Schultz clinked teacups on Wednesday at the company's annual meeting as they announced the new brew, which will go on sale at Starbucks and Teavana stores in the United States and Canada.
You are so into your chai tea now. Will you drink Oprah tea?
Well, I have to get a lower calorie tea because my venti with skim milk is still not low enough in calories for me to enjoy.
Did you get a number?
260.
It's like a Coke. It's not bad.
It's bad. It's bad.
But it's great for your voice.
Yeah. I mean, well, it makes me feel good now
and
that I'm
energy.
Battling this this cold. Absolutely right. Starbucks, the world's biggest coffee chain, is looking to tea as a way to keep expanding its sales as competition grows in the coffee market. And isn't that typical Oprah? Who will I partner with? How about Starbucks?
That's right.
How about the Richie Riches get Richie Richer? Yeah, maybe, you
know? Tiffany not available?
A California toddler survived a three-story fall, saved by a couple who were moving into a new home and threw a mattress under the boy before he plunged to the ground.
Is this a Warner Brothers cartoon?
Isn't this amazing? The couple called emergency responders after spotting the three-year-old as he was about to make his fall in an L.A. suburb on Sunday.
Oh, no.
Wow.
They had already plucked him from danger by the time the rescuers arrived. Conrad and Jennifer Leiter, that's their name, they told a local TV station that they saw the child clamber out of an apartment building's third-floor window and dangle over an alley from a cable.
Those parents, first of all, the first thing you do is arrest the parents of that child.
Yeah, scary.
They quickly set down the box spring mattress they had been carrying and positioned it as best they could.
So they were carrying a mattress.
They were carrying a mattress. That's what saved the kid's life.
Oh, my God.
Otherwise, he would have been, Jack Splat. It would have been terrible.
Jack Splat? Was he a garbage pail kid?
He could eat no fat. His wife could eat no lean.
Prepare to have your childhood ruined. And you also,
too late.
And you also might want to readjust that imagery, that imaginary list of deadly moves you have cataloged in the unlikely event that you ever get into a fight. Specifically, you'll probably like this, Oscar. You need to drop the crane kick.
Oh.
You remember the crane kick?
Oh, yeah.
What's the crane kick? Do you
know? It's like the Karate Kid.
I knew he knew that.
Like this, right? I knew when I picked this story today, I knew that Oscar Santana would know about it. The Karate Kid superstar Ralph Macchio says the crane kick doesn't work in real life.
Ralph Macchio, isn't he like 70 now? I think he was like 40 when he was the Karate Kid.
Ralph was asked.
Ralph
was asked if the crane would work in a fight, and he replied, quote, "Absolutely not." You can try it, and you'll get your lights knocked out. I think as soon as you put your hands...
he talks like he's 70.
He said, I think as soon as you put your hands away from protecting yourself, you're in trouble. Doesn't that sound a little bitter, though?
Yeah.
So he's just pissed
but
off.
But it all depends if you're on a pier or not. Because if you're practicing on a pier...
Oh, piling. Yeah, you have to be on a piling. Yeah, piling. Yeah. You know, what was his the last high point of his career? Probably My Cousin Vinny. And then that's it.
Very sad.
It's been a while.
And now a little something-something, boys. On Sunday, 36-year-old Michelle Cooper was driving her Honda CR-V in Mercer County, Pennsylvania. We get stories from that part of Pennsylvania a lot.
I think it's far enough away from everything that things brew.
Well, here's the thing. It's Amish country.
And
we get stories out of there. I think it's because the people that collect this crap, they like the Amish stories. Well, they spotted an Amish guy. He was on her tail in a horse and buggy. She says he was, quote, flying like a bat out of hell down the road.
Oh, no.
And when she stopped to turn at a stop sign, he went past her, and his buggy smashed into the side of her Honda.
Oh, my God.
Then he just drove off.
Of course.
Jesus.
I thought they were honest people.
Well, I don't know. They don't use electricity.
Well, he didn't drive exactly. Galloped.
Galloped.
Trotted.
Yeah. Perhaps. Cantered.
Anyway, Michelle called the cops. They've classified it as criminal mischief, and will try to track down the Amish guy. Try to track him down?
Yeah.
But they don't have a license plate.
No, I bet he has one of those orange triangles.
That's
though.
All they have. They don't have any real identifying info. It's going to be tough. We'll have to wait and see what happens. I know how you can do it.
How's that?
Follow the manure. There you go. There he is. Follow the poop, the horse dung. We'll take a break, come back with the audio vault and Rob Spiewak right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Hey, this time of year is very special for me because I'm a huge baseball fan, and I like to go visit my family up in Boston, and I like to go see my beloved Boston Red Sox. And if you want to see a game or a concert as we get into the spring and summer, prime concert and sports season.
The best part of the year for it.
Getting the best tickets at the best price, that is difficult, but not with SeatGeek.com. SeatGeek.com is the best way for you to save money on all your game and concert tickets, and it's FRWE free. They will search all the major ticket sites for you, and they will put them in one place so you can shop right there in one location, just like Kayak or Orbitz.
Mm-hmm.
SeatGeek even rates the tickets. You get the best value. You look for the green dot. That tells you you're getting an incredible deal. If it's a red dot, not so much. SeatGeek has real photos from seat locations so you can see exactly what your view will be, and SeatGeek does all the work with no extra fees. Start using this free service today and use our promo code to get $20 off your first purchase of $120 or more. Your ticket to every ticket. We love this website and we love their app. They don't like to talk about the app as much as the website, but I will tell you the app is fantastic
too.
You
settle down, Mr. Man.
SeatGeek.com. Check them out. You will love them. Let's open up the audio vault for today. This is Thursday, March 20th, 2014.
As we get into the March Madness and all the bracket action, someone does this every year, and I love it. As long as Mike can stand it, here is every team in March Madness in 48 seconds. They sing them, you know. They rhyme. Like
Aztecs, Lumberjacks, Minutemen, and Cavaliers. Blue Jays, Blue Hens, Jayhawks, Ducks, and Chanticleers. Cornhuskers, Shockers, Sooners, Cougars, and Flyers. Blue Devils, Sun Devils, Cardinals, Colonels, and Friars. Rams, Hawks, Raging Cajuns, and Gators. Buckeyes, Billikens, two Panthers. Tigers, Bearcats, Bruins, two Bears. Take a deep breath. We're only halfway there. Orange, Crimson, Cyclones, Golden, Hurricane, Bulldogs, Huskies, Terriers, and Great Danes, Tar Heels, Volunteers, Cardinals, Spartans, and Jaspers, Mustangs, Colonials, Wolverines, and Badgers, Aggies, Cowboys, Wolfpack, Lobos, Longhorns, Broncos, Bison, Buffaloes, Two Eagles, Five Wildcats, that's it.
Two Eagles.
Ride them down, get out your brackets, it's March Madness.
Speaking of that, now we're in the middle of the audio vault, and I don't have to pay as much attention as I did before. Can you please let me know what the American
commercial break, when they went to commercial break, it was a 2-point differential from that.
Yeah, but they were still winning.
Yes.
They were still winning. All right. Speaking of a lot of information in a short amount of time,
yep.
A nod to our good buddy Josh Spieger.
Hey, Der Spieger.
Up there at 98 Rock in Baltimore City.
Mm-hmm.
He gives you everything you need to know about the Malaysian plane in 60 seconds. Did you know Josh has a channel on the YouTube?
I did not know that.
This is fascinating. That's awesome. I love
Spiegel.
I love Spiegel. And this will bring you up to date. If you haven't turned on a newscast since March 8th, this is all you need to know.
It left Malaysia. It was going to China. Might have turned left or right, went south, north. Might have been in the Indian Ocean. Maybe it's in Kazakhstan. Maybe it crashed. Maybe it landed. Maybe a UFO sucked it into the sky. Maybe it was shot down. There was a ping. Three pings. No, five pings. The engine sent data. Chinese satellite saw wreckage. No, it didn't. A plane was spotted flying. Maybe an earthquake caused the crash. No, not possible. Maybe it was a hijacking. No, it was an accident. North Korea stole a plane. The plane's hiding. No, it's too big to hide. Well, not if it's behind a cloud. It's all about triangulation. No, it's all along an arc. North to south. Focus on the islands. No, look toward India. Yeah, that's where you'll find an answer. What about Pakistan? They have nukes. The ocean is 500 feet deep. No, 2,000. Is it over there? No, it's over there. What about the pilots? It was deliberate. The first pilot did it. The second pilot did it. One did a video about flying. No, it was a video about plumbing. The pilot was angry. No, he wasn't angry. He was disgruntled. No, he wasn't disgruntled. He was involved in politics. No, he wasn't involved in politics. He just went to a rally. The plane disappeared at 35,000 feet. No, 20,000 feet. Five, or was it 10? Look at a map of the ocean. Maybe the plane tilted to the left, then to the right, then landed, then took off. Maybe it didn't take off. Wait, the map's upside down. Maybe this is another Jimmy Kimmel stunt. All right, enough already.
Time! Isn't that great? Fantastic. He did it in a minute.
That is great.
So
that,
thumbs up, Josh Spiegel.
Kinda says what it's all about. We'll be talking about that more on the bonus show this week about how obsessive these these cable channels get with this stuff.
My award for the best question about the plane disappearance goes to apparently a guy who asked a serious question. Do you know Don Lemon on CNN?
Yeah, Don Lemon.
He asks a question. Could the plane have been sucked into a black hole?
A lot of people have been asking about black holes and on and on and on and all of these conspiracy theories. Let's look at this. Noah says, what else can you think about? Black hole, Bermuda Triangle. And then Deji says, huh, just like the movie Lost. And of course, it's also they're also referencing the Twilight Zone, which has a very similar plot. That's what people are saying. I know it's
Don Lemon is a little tired.
Well, it is a black hole. Is about a small black hole would suck in our entire universe. So we know it's not that. Bermuda Triangle is often weather.
But she says no, it's not a black hole because if there was a black hole, it would suck in the entire universe.
What they do during the day on CNN, and I don't know if they do it so much at night because they watch it during the day.
Right.
They have a. They have a crawl with all the tweets coming into CNN.
Right, I've seen it.
So they'll read some of them off.
And oh, so is he reading them?
Yes.
Oh, God. That's filler. That's no good, Don Lemon.
No,
yeah, but you have to, and we will talk about this during the bonus show this week, the obsession, especially with CNN.
Yes.
And the amount of people that they are bringing on board to cover this story, it is truly something to behold.
Let me move on to a topic that really affects us all. I know that everyone cares about the plane, but there are bigger things at play, Mike, and my new favorite celebrity feud of them all. Did you know that Eddie Money hates Kenny Loggins?
No, I did not know that.
That's so sad.
And it's a two-pronged thing. And one thing I did not know, there was a reality show, I think on MTV, where the kids of rock stars competed. And he says they finessed it because Eddie Money couldn't come to the finale. So they fixed it that Kenny Loggins' kid would win. And he's mad at Kenny Loggins about that. Oh, but God. He's also mad. Did you know that he sang backup on I'm All Right for Kenny Loggins?
Really?
I'll play it for you in a second. And it's obviously him, but he didn't get credit on the label, so he's pissed about that. But here is Eddie Money, not making a lot of sense, but talking about how he hates Kenny Loggins and that if they got into a celebrity boxing match, he'd kill him.
It could be a heartbreaking business. Well, I thought that Rock the Cradle, she was going to win that thing, but the TV people found out that I was going to be on the road the last week, so they let Kenny Loggins' kid win it, and that kid was a bum. I'm not a big fan of Kenny Loggins, to tell you the truth. Remember that song, All Right Now? He never gave me credit for it. I sang the bridge, and it was a label.
This song's I'm All Right.
I know, he's not even close.
Remember that song, All Right Now?
Hey, we had a great time at that party.
That's a song by Freak Eddie.
And Kenny Loggins, I mean, how small can a guy be that he divorces his wife and marries his therapist? Give me a break. I tell you the truth, I'll knock him out in 20 seconds.
Now, I never knew.
Jesus, Eddie, bitter, angry Eddie.
Salty. Eddie Money was on the same label as Kenny Loggins. It might have been Columbia. And he sang backup on I'm All Right. And if you listen for him, it's obviously Eddie Money.
That's him?
Yeah. I never knew that.
Do you realize that I was on the album, too? That's me that does the...
I didn't realize that.
You know what, Mike? There's some petty people out there.
Yes.
And we always say, let it go, man, let it go.
Yeah.
I mean, that man...
Here's my... Great song.
It's very sad when somebody is that long in the tooth
and they still haven't gotten over it.
That's his main topic.
When did I'm All Right come out?
That's 1980?
A long
I think it was
80.
It was
ago.
The theme to Caddyshack. And,
he calls his kid a bum.
I know.
It's
terrible. Hey, Kenny Loggins, your kid's a bum.
Kid's a bum. I'll knock you out in 20 seconds.
Now, the thing about the March Madness, do you realize that it affects people in many ways, even, Mike, even in the reproductive area?
Doctors have reported that more men are scheduling vasectomies during March Madness. Because the long recovery period lets them sit on the couch and watch all the games.
That's smart.
And you know what? I'll just say it. It's probably for the best if those guys don't reproduce.
That is your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Thursday,
Thank
everybody.
Thank you, Rob. We appreciate that. Time to get out of here. Hey, if you have any questions about technical support for the Mike O'Mara Show, contact our man, Matthew Bloom. Pony Boy at MikeOmaraShow.com. American University Eagles.
Down by four.
Down by four. You can contact him, Ponyboy at MikeOmaraShow.com. All correspondence for the show, send it to TMOS Box 2796, Leesburg, Virginia, 20177. And remember, our official TMOS e-voice line is open right now.
When?
Right now.
Oh, good.
800-440-8167. We'll be back tomorrow with another one. And don't forget, a great bonus hour this week. We dive into a fascination with death. And we'll talk about whatever we end up talking about.
Nice.
Check out the bonus show this week on the Mike O'Mara Show. So long. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Wait, don't go. I need to tell you that MikeOmaraShow.com/Amazon is perfect for all your online shopping needs. Shop the best way. Shop Amazon. And please go through our website, always open at MikeOmaraShow.com/Amazon.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.